Jesus said, "Lean on me, lean hard." Join us and lift your spirits today on Homecoming Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music is soul-stirring and the friends are here with the best news ever delivered, the gospel.
Hey, folks.
Hey, I'm Daniel Brith, Kevin Williams.
Yeah, that's me.
Kevin, hey.
To his right, you have Joyce Martin.
Hello.
Gene McDonald is in the house.
Hello, folks.
Our good friend, Ken Davis.
Hello, folks.
Buddy Green. There's Gerald Wolf.
I'm back.
Tori Taff, it's good to see you.
I never left.
And to keep the energy upbeat for this show, we turn to the eternal teenager himself. Here he is, Bill Gaither.
Oh, how right you are, my friend. And my guests today are bold and free. Let's get started. Hey, it's going to be a good, good day.
Oh, you guys are going to like this one. This is Life is Like a Mountain Railroad. All the homecoming friends, but especially we got Woody, Stephen, Joyce, Miranda, go.
Life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer that's brave. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curve.
This thing started. All the homecoming friends here on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. And let's keep the energy going now with the Gaither Vocal Band.
From the start, you held a place in my heart, a place that no one else could fill. Sin kept your spirit from working in me. I couldn't look at life honestly. Until the day my will gave way to the truth that I found in you.
The vocal band.
That's so good.
Sooner or later.
Familiar sound.
Sooner or later.
Some would prefer later, but it is sooner. It's the part that we call educational that gives us a pass. And so here is the word of the day. If you know it, ring in and see if we can guess. Kevin guesses this correctly, or, well, he guesses it quickly. Here's the word. Let's see. Anybody else know this one?
All right.
I don't have a bell.
Elemosynary. Elemosynary. Anybody know?
I've had one.
Elemosynary.
Break out the horn.
L-E-E-M-O.
Oh, elemosynary. That's different. Now I still don't know.
Elemosynary.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody?
We've been there.
I think I got that over here. I'm really surprised at you. I really am. I just let me tell you a little story. August 1964, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Listen closely. It was a hot Thursday afternoon in a warehouse down by the river. A group of folk singing acrobatic siblings, known as the Mossenary Sisters, were rehearsing their high wire act while singing "The Answer Is Blowing in the Wind." Their sister, Annette, had gotten married, which gave them the name of their new tour, Working Without Annette.
I resemble that.
And they needed someone to hold the chair on the high wire while supporting three sisters and a tenor banjo. When someone suggested, why don't we get our cousin, little Ellie Mossenary, in here, because she could bench press 250. So Ellie trained and she rehearsed and she quickly took the group in a new direction, mostly downward. They started a biblical tribute. Their brother, Hubert, rode a unicycle seven times around and blew a horn. When he did, he hit a support pole and knocked the entire family off balance, sent them flying into the crowd. Well, many questions remain, but the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. That's the story of Ellie Mossenary right there. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Oh, my gosh. If it's not, it ought to be.
Close.
Actually, what the dictionary, but what do they know, said, it means of, relating to, or supported by charity.
No way.
I know. As in, she used her inheritance to establish and fund several eleemosynary institutions.
Oh, I like that.
I think eleemosynary ended up in an institution. So, yeah, I was sad.
So she couldn't bench press 250?
No. So sad.
Poor Ellie.
Eleemosynary. Yeah. That's an
adjective.
Close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't close at all.
Oh, greater vision.
Hey.
My name is Lazarus.
Lazarus scenario.
One day four men brought a crippled man to Jesus. Still and lifeless he lay upon his bed. He had not moved since he was just a baby. Still he longed to become a normal man. Now we don't know much about the men that carried the corners of his tattered bed that day. But if we may create an illustration, we'll see what these men might have had to say. Suppose that first man said, I hate to doubt it, for Jesus touched my eyes when I was blind, and he made me see, and there's no doubt about it. But this man's needs are more serious than mine. Suppose that second man said, no need to bother, this man's condition will remain the same. Though Jesus touched my hand when it was withered, I don't believe he can heal a man so lame. Suppose that third man said, I hate the question, but no one here is more skeptical than me. Though Jesus cleansed me when I was a leper, this helpless man will never walk, you see. Then every eye was turned to the fourth man to see how he might criticize and doubt. But all three men were startled with amazement when that fourth man stopped and said his name out loud. He said, my name is Lazarus, could I testify? My name is Lazarus, it feels good to be alive. When I in chains of death was bound, this man named Jesus
psalm. Take it from the one who's heard the mighty voice of God, a living testimony of his death-defying touch. My name is Lazarus. My name is Lazarus. Could I testify? My name is Lazarus. It feels good to be alive. When I in chains of death was bound, this man named Jesus called me out. If you think your little problem is too big for him to solve, heard the mighty voice of God, a living testimony of his death-defying touch. My name is Lazarus. I'm a living testimony of his death-defying touch. My name is Lazarus.
And that's Greater Vision on Homecoming Radio.
Yeah. Here at Homecoming Radio, and I, you know what? I think this is a unique kind of a song, Bill. This is a song about a style of song. By the Cathedrals.
Convention tune, and it's so good. Listen.
Used to compromise around, have dinner on the ground underneath those old shade trees, and sing the old songs in shape notes in four-part harmony. Like he set me free and he piloted me, and anywhere is home. How long has it been since you heard an old convention song?
I'd still love to hear,
but to hear those old convention songs
that I heard,
that heard
as a child,
just a little child,
as they sang them all day long.
Like I'm gonna walk and just a little talk and
all the day long.
How long has it been since you heard an old convention song? Yeah.
Gospel songs today have a lot to say. They lift you up when you're feeling down. Some have a country flavor, some have a modern sound. They all serve the need of planting seeds, so I know they can't go wrong. So there's none so dear as when I hear an old convention song.
I'd still
love to hear, those old convention songs
that I heard,
as a child,
just a little child,
and sang them all day long. Like I'm gonna walk and just a little talk and all the day long. How long has it been since you heard an old convention song? How long has it been
since you heard after a while?
How long since you heard give the world a smile? How long since you heard I'm winging my way back home? How long has it been since you heard an old convention song? How long has it been since you heard an old convention song?
An old convention song.
That is a fun song.
Hey, Bill, Gerald, what do you guys think is a couple maybe of the most recognizable examples of convention-style singing that the general population would recognize?
You mean song?
Yeah,
or artist?
Yeah, yeah. Like I think of Sound of Music and the Doe a Deer. That kind of starts to hint towards that kind of a thing, right?
First three notes just happen to be Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. Do, a deer, a female deer.
As far as true Southern-style convention back in the day or whatever, that the general population would say, okay, that's an example of that, and I know that.
It's Jesus Hold My Hand would be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or Heaven's Jubilee.
Heaven's Jubilee, yeah. The Dad Spear stuff, yeah, that was pretty good. Or the Glory Day Row wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
Savior in love.
arrangement, and I know a lot of groups have done this kind of thing too, where they show the example of the shape note singing by singing the part.
Yeah, we used to do a little of that. That's a lot of fun if you know what you're doing.
I have a couple of questions. As a non-musical person, what is the difference between a note and a shape note?
The shape.
Not that much.
Primarily.
I'm sorry I asked.
If you tee it up, I'm going to swing, baby.
Isn't it just, this is from somebody who did, we grew up in a church that had both of those books in the pews, and you didn't know which, it had shape notes written on the bottom of the thing. Well, I didn't know what a shape note, I didn't know. And so visually it's different. For if you're singing a song you never knew before, if you knew what the what note the shape represented, mm-hmm. you could sing any song. It's like the number system, but instead of numbers, it's shapes. Mm-hmm. Am I correct?
Yeah. Glenn Allred, Glenn Allred would go into the recording studio and write his song on one page, on one line.
Wow.
And he could
stop
read.
Stop it.
And he would read his.
If sir, if, but, I'm serious about this. Yeah. If someone could send me just an example of that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to see the difference in what they look like.
I want to see what they look like. I've never.
Yeah, I probably have a shape note hymnal at
now,
my house.
Now, on a twist on that, my grandmother, and when she passed away, I did this at the piano, their funeral, and it was funny because those who knew started singing it. It was Auld Lang Syne's a tune, but the South Georgia part of her family, they did shape note singing, but they also didn't know the songs, like the words.
Yeah.
And so they would just sing Pine Tree. And so Pine Tree, Pine Tree, Pine Tree, Pine Tree.
Wow.
And so that's how they entertained themselves. They said, let's sing Pine Tree. And they'd gather around the fireplace and sing Pine Tree.
Well, you know what? And that reminds me. Yeah. We were taught to sing. Mom taught us to sing, and she barely knew music. She played piano like as a little girl, but she really didn't know that much about music. But she taught us everything she knew. And then, like I said, we learned from other groups. And there was this one lady, I could not tell you her name or even her family's name, but when they would get up to sing, the mother in the family sang the alto. Huh. And when she sang a verse, she never went to the lead part to sing her verse. She sang the alto solo for the verse. And I remember as a child thinking, is that right? Because I knew what she was doing. Because by that time, I was probably 12, 13 years old.
Harmony.
I knew the difference, what the harmony and the lead was. But I knew that she did not.
Can you read another line?
Wow. She sang alto. I mean, like Katie barred the door. She wasn't going to stop singing alto. It was fascinating.
It was way down deep south during the Reconstruction days when everybody needed help in a special kind of way. Traveling in an oxen cart and picking an old guitar was Reverend Everett Beverly and Sister Anna Lar. They went to all day singings with dinners on the ground. When Sister Anna Lar sang, no one could quiet her down. The folks would spread the word around. They'd come from near and far to hear the Reverend Everett Beverly and Sister Anna Lar. Fa mi so so la, fa mi so so la, fa mi so so la fa so. They sang the fa so high and the so so low. Fa mi so so la fa so. When they would leave the singings, folks would follow them out of town. They kept wanting to hear them singing that good soul-saving sound. Their songs would echo the valleys just like a heavenly choir. Just a Reverend Everett Beverly and Sister Anna Lar. Fa mi so so la, fa mi so so la, fa mi so so la fa so. They sang the fa so high and the so so low. Fa mi so so la fa so. For years and years they traveled, and their singing was heard. While Sister Anna Laura sang, the Reverend spread the word. And the family recollections remembered who they are. It was great-great-grandpa Beverly and Grandma Anna Lar. Fa mi so so la, fa mi so so la, fa mi so so la fa so. They sang the fa so high and the so so low. Fa mi so so la fa so. Fa mi so so la, fa mi so so la, fa mi so so la fa so. They sang the fa so high.
so, so low. Fa, mi, so, so, la, fa, so. Fa, mi, so, so, la, fa, so.
The Kingsmen, as Homecoming Radio continues. And now this goes back to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and one of the final performances captured on video featuring the Neelands.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice, 'cause you have led me through the fire. In darkest times, you were close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I want to hear you sing the chorus. All my life, come on, help us.
'Cause all my life.
Yes, you believe it? All my life.
All my life.
His peace that he gives us, he said, it's my peace, not peace that the world can give. And it transcends all the cares of your life and all the cares of my life. That's why everywhere we look, to your left, to the right, to above you, beneath you, behind you, ahead of you, the goodness of God is seen and unseen in every area of our life. The goodness of God is coming
out. It's your goodness is running after. It's running after me. 'Cause your goodness is running.
Running after, it's running after me.
the Neelands on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little encouragement to your life, all the while encouraging you to lean on Jesus when you feel alone. And that will do it for today, my friends. But join us the next time. We'll be right here with all the music and the smiles.
Yeah, we have put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
We're out of time, but we'll be back here soon. Join us again.
All right.
It just won't be the same without you.
Yeah.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.